Blog Talk Radio.
Who are the unstoppable ones?
Is it just that they can do it and I can't?
Who are the unstoppable ones?
Is it just that they can do it and I can't? Mission Unstoppable. Mission Unstoppable.
The unstoppable ones.
You did say unstoppable, right? You did say unstoppable, right? What is it they know that I don't? Coach Frankie Picasso takes you on Mission Unstoppable.
Who are the unstoppable ones?
Can anyone stop these people?
Good evening. I am the Unstoppable Coach Frankie Picasso, and tonight we are about to go on another Mission Unstoppable. Our guide this evening is a man who believes in good health, and there's nothing in this world that has more restorative powers than water. With our bodies made up of 75% water, we can often go weeks without food, but try to go more than 4 days without water and see what happens. In fact, you will expire. My guest this evening is perhaps one of the leading authorities on the Water Cure program, and we will meet him in just a moment, so stay tuned and stay close. I am the Unstoppable Frankie Picasso, and if you are listening to Mission Unstoppable Radio live on Tuesday, June the 8th, then you are listening to the live version, so feel free to participate in the show. Love to have you join us in the chat room, which is now open, or give us a call at 646-595-3741. The time in Toronto is 8 p.m., 7 in Chicago, and 5 in Los Angeles. I'd like to thank the good folks here at Blog Talk Radio for allowing me to broadcast over their network, and I'd especially like to thank you, you all know who you are, for joining me each and every week. Before I get on with the show, I just wanted to mention that tomorrow is my birthday. And the Unstoppable Frankie is hoping that as a gift, someone out there would be willing to donate to a great cause, the OVC. The OVC is the Orphans and Vulnerable Children's Organization in Rwanda. And they desperately need a used laptop. Or, even more importantly, they really need some financial help because the school fees are up and the children have been asked to leave the school. And currently, they have been kicked out of the school because of the lack of funding. So, as you know, a future of a country really depends on the education of its next generation. So hopefully if you're listening out there and you feel like you'd like to help out a little bit, that'd be a great birthday gift for me. Next week is the last show before my summer break, so I hope that you all have a safe and wonderful summer if you're not joining me next week, and I do look forward to talking to you again in the fall. I already have some amazing programs already lined up for you. On with the show. Dr. Melchizedek, and I hopefully I pronounced his name right. If I didn't, he's going to pronounce it for you properly. He asked me to call him Dr. Mel, has spent a lifetime of helping people in need. He's a dental surgeon. He played a key role in the development of hospitals and medical centers in India and Saudi Arabia. And as an evangelist and a missionary, he helped restore faith to many people. Dr. Mel retired from dental surgery in 2000, and today he's a passionate advocate and leading authority for the Water Cure program since the death of his mentor, Dr. Bettman Gelch. He offers seminars based on the most recent knowledge of microanatomy and molecular physiology, promoting the importance of water to our well-being and the damaging effects that chronic, unintentional dehydration does to our body from childhood to old age. He authored the book, The Water Cure Program, and tonight, Dr. Mel has graciously advised me that he will give away a PDF copy of his book and answer any questions to any of these listeners who are with us this evening who want to visit his website at www.watercure.info. Again, it's www.watercure.info. Click on the Contact Us tab to reach him. Now, you have to tell him that you heard about him from Frankie's show, and he's going to send you a PDF copy of his book, which does sell for $15 for free. So you can get a free copy of this book and all the information that we're going to talk about this evening. Again, Dr. Mel is also the founder and president of a nonprofit charitable organization called Prince of Peace Ministries International, and he has offices in Texas and in India. So let's welcome Dr. Mel and get on with the show, because I know that we have so many questions. There's already lots of folks in the chat room and lots of folks lined up on the phones. How fantastic. And hi, Mary, in the chat room. And nice to see you here. Thanks. Okay, Dr. Mel, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, Frankie. Thank you very much for a nice introduction.
It is my pleasure.
And
I'm sorry?
You pronounce my name very correct. It's Melchizedek. So I appreciate. Thank you very much to pronounce my name correctly.
Yes, it's hard one to get your tongue around, but I thank you for letting me try. I appreciate that. Dr. Mel, it has been said that the Water Cure program can treat and cure such events as arthritis, angina, back pain, chronic pain, heart disease, high blood pressure, even autoimmune diseases. Those are some pretty big claims. What have you witnessed yourself?
See, the Water Cure is actually bringing the people back to nature. Now, when we look at all these diseases, which we call diseases, in fact, what they are dehydration. They are the symptoms of dehydration. So once you, patients start drinking water, the body starts regaining hydration and reversing the symptoms. I have seen in my research, in my dealing with people, severe arthritis cases, cancer patients, as well as backache, including me, means I have a severe backache. I have restless leg syndrome. I have muscular pain, cramps, insomnia. I could not sleep better. All these things, when I started the Water Cure, I found first the curing effect on me, and I was surprised because I took all kinds of medication out there to prevent myself from all these kinds of pain. So when I got Dr. Bateman Gully's book, The Body's Many Cries for Water, I started reading it, and it made a lot of sense to me. And
well, you know what made a lot of sense to me in the beginning of that we were talking about, how the very first protocol for anybody who is injured or ill or taken to a hospital is to get them on saline, which is salt and water. And that's the very first protocol, isn't it?
Yes, that is the number one protocol because the healthcare industry knows that. It's all about bringing people. They know that how to bring people to life, how to save them. Because in any emergency strike, medical personnel know that an IV of salt water can save their life. But they never tell them what is wrong with them. And I've seen so many of people going to emergency day by day. In fact, in my 12 years of practice of dental surgery, my office was next to ER. I always worked with the hospital as a director and as a medical authority in hospital. So my office was always next to emergency room, and I always seen this saline IV was hanging. But I was so blind. And when I read Dr. Bateman, that time I understood that, my goodness, we were so close to the discovery, and we never figured it out. When the person gets a saline IV, he is restored back. The dehydration is restored, and the person gets hydrated. That's why you send him back home next day and never tell the person what is wrong with him. You do expensive medical diagnostic test, but find out nothing. Since all the tests come negative, but the patients end up in an emergency room.
Yeah, they end up in emergency. They stay there for 9 hours, and by the time somebody sees them, they feel better because they've had an IV going all night. It's true.
I have people telling me that they went to the emergency room. They were dying. Almost they seen the death. And they went to the emergency room. They put a saline IV, and after some time, they feel completely normal. I have, during my seminar, so many of the people give the testimony about that they once they go to an emergency room, they just be there for an observation, and they have not been treated for anything except saline IV. They came back home normal.
Well, you talk about in the book, you know, how when we're in the mother's womb for 9 months, we're actually in a fluid that is basically salt water that we breathe. So salt and water are really components of life. They're in our cells, and as I stated at the beginning of the show, we are 75% water. What percent of salt are we?
We are 27% of the salt. And,
okay.
Yes. So the correct balance is, see, the 70%, 75% is our body, is composed of water. But if you look at our brain, that is 85% of water and salt. There was a famous surgeon, he told about that we can suck in brain into the suction fluid. We can suck it. So the brain is actually, when we see it as a solid thing, but it is really not solid. It is really...
It's liquid.
Yes, fluid, actually liquid.
Wow. I was reading today that, not from your book, but I was doing some research on the show, and I was reading that by drinking 5 glasses of water a day, all you need to drink is 5 glasses of water a day, that you decrease the risk of colon cancer by 40%, breast cancer by 79%, and the chance of developing bladder cancer by 50%. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. The reason for colon cancer is, this is what another misconception. The doctors or the medical industry, I will not say doctors, but I will say the health industry, teach people that anything you drink is water, but that is not true.
Right.
When you are not drinking enough water, the brain sends the signal, and it tries to absorb water from anywhere is available. And colon has plenty of water, so it starts absorbing the water from colon, which will dehydrate the colon portion, and it result into cancer. So when you start drinking water, that brain will not send the signal, and the colon will always be having enough water so that the fecal matter can pass.
Right. So we water is water. It's a clear fluid. It has nothing in it. We just want pure water in addition to everything else that we drink?
Yes. In fact, there are most of the things we drink, they are dehydrating. Say, for example, soda, Pepsi, sweet tea. These are dehydrants. So if you are drinking any of these, like in my book, I mentioned caffeine, ginseng, chocolate. So if you're drinking any of these, you have to compensate that much more. For example, you are drinking 5 glasses of water, and now you're drinking a cup of coffee. So you have to be very sure that half an hour before you drink a cup of coffee, you drink half almost same amount of water.
So okay.
That will compensate.
Okay. Now, you have a ratio in the book, and the ratio is that you should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces in water. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is the minimum requirement we all need. That is the basic minimum requirement. And
so if you were a 200-pound man, then you need to drink 100 ounces of water?
Throughout the day, yes, ma'am.
Now, is that you can't? That's not too much water? You can't drown in that water?
No, because if you see that 100 ounce is around 16 ounce a time, that will make 98 ounce if you're drinking 5 or 6 glasses of water. So you are not drinking 100 ounce of water at a time.
Okay.
I talk to so many people, and most of them have drinking 2 or 3 Pepsi at a time. Or I've seen people in fast food restaurants drinking more than 16 ounce of soft drinks. So the only thing they need to do is they need to stop that and start drinking that amount of water 30 minutes before they are eating something.
Now, the important thing, though, is the addition of salt, because if you just drink water, straight water, throughout the day, you're going to lose body salt, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am, because the water acts as a diuretic. It will pull all the minerals if you're drinking. In fact, if you're drinking pure water, which is not actually no minerals, like reverse osmosis, there is no minerals. It is completely pure. If you're drinking that kind of water also, it will pull the minerals and the vitamins out of your body. So it acts as a diuretic. It will act as a water pill. So there should be minimum 300 dissolved solid particles should be there in water. And that is what's best achieved by Celtic sea salt. When you add every 16 ounce of water, you add 1/8 teaspoon of Celtic sea salt.
So for every 16 ounces of water, we add an eighth of an ounce of Celtic sea salt. So we're not talking table salt, not the normal table salt, but sea salt. And Celtic sea salt and Himalayan sea salt, those are the best because they have the minerals in it, the trace minerals. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, they are the best. And there are so many other also available out there, Redmond sea salt and so many. But the most important thing to look is the salt. Label should say unrefined, unprocessed.
Unrefined and unprocessed sea salt, not oven baked, right?
Yeah.
So
if it is organic and if it is natural, then it would be more better. But the most important thing is unrefined and unprocessed sea salt.
Okay, so for every 16 ounces we have salt, or so if we have every two glasses of water, you're saying add a salt to the next one?
Yes. Every salt, I mean, every glass of water we are drinking, it was,
uh-huh.
or it's supposed to be compensated with 1/8 of a teaspoon of salt.
With an eighth of a teaspoon of salt. Okay.
The best thing I tell people is, the best thing I teach people is take a gallon of water
mm-hmm.
and add 1 teaspoon of salt.
Okay.
And that way, so this is the best way to drink the water. You add one teaspoon of salt in 1 gallon of water, and then you drink from that gallon of water whatever your body requires. And out of that, if you drink every 3 hours, by the time you finish your fifth or sixth glass of water, your body has got your requirement which you need, and then you will not feel any more thirsty. And you will see a lot of improvement in your health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of folks say that, you know, when they don't like to drink water at work because they have to go to the bathroom a whole lot. But that stops after a little while, doesn't it? Like when you first start drinking water, you have to urinate a lot. But then after you're hydrated, your body's hydrated, it kind of slows down, doesn't it?
Yes. If you have never drink water, because I come across a lady, she had a serious liver cirrhosis, and doctors gave her 5 days to live. Once when I saw her and I asked her, she said she never drink water. The thing she drink is alcohol and Pepsi. And I told her to go very slow. Like, you drink 5 glasses of water, but start with only 2 ounces of them.
Mm-hmm.
In every glass, only take 2 ounces of water, and you start it. By fifth day, she could have drink almost 6 to 8 ounces of water every time. And by 6-7 days, she her bleeding stopped. I talked to her last November, and she was improved her health. So she defied even the doctor's death sentence. They gave her death sentence that she's going to die in 5 days. But
wow.
Now she's moving. Yeah, now she's
moving. Now, so how often should we drink a glass of water? Should we give ourselves a break, like every 2 hours or something?
No, every 3 hours.
Every 3 hours.
The first glass of water should be drink in the morning. First thing in the morning, you drink a glass of water. And from
okay.
that time, you count every 3 hours to drink a glass of water.
Okay. Now, Dr. Mel, some folks want to know what kind of water should we drink. Is tap water okay? Bottled water? Does it matter what kind of water we're drinking?
The best thing is tap water, and there are some good qualities of filters are available. Now, like I use, if somebody asks me, I use a filter which comes from a company called eSpring.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that filter, but any filter which can remove the impurities, and I would prefer carbon filters.
Carbon filters?
Best.
Okay.
Yeah, they are the best because they remove the impurities and heavy metals and phthalates. And chlorine, but same time they let pass the natural minerals in it. And most important is to drink the tap water, and that's what Dr. Batman was suggested. Now that
okay.
Dr. Batman Galit suggested one more thing. That's what I found in eSpring filter was it is backed by ultraviolet light. What
mm-hmm.
ultraviolet light does, it expands the water molecule. So
right.
You are drinking a glass of water which is kept in ultraviolet sunlight for 15 minutes after filter, or if your filter has that ultraviolet light, that
right.
will expand the water molecule, and you will feel more better, and hydration is easily acquired. So,
oh, really?
But I won't suggest bottled water. Now, you can drink
right.
bottled water, but the reason I don't suggest bottled water is most of the bottles are cheap plastic.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, this cheap plastic will
absorb all the ammonium and all the things that the chemicals that it was made with.
Yes, yes. So,
yeah.
That is the reason I don't. And another thing is, if you are drinking 6 to 7 glasses of water every day, the bottled water will become very expensive in long run.
Right, right. Now, you know, because we have well water where I live, and we have ultraviolet light. It goes through an ultraviolet purifying process. So I guess that works out okay. It was what you live in Texas now, don't you?
Yes, I'm living.
Okay, in Houston. So where are you getting your Celtic sea salt? Because there's a question in the chat room, and I think everybody's probably wondering where to get this sea salt from. Where do you get it in the Texas area, in Houston?
I moved from Georgia, Atlanta to Texas, Houston, Texas, and I come across a company called Celtic Sea Salt Company, and when I was doing the research, I tried all these salts, and I come across a book called The Salt Your Way to Life from Dr. David Bronstein, MD.
Uh-huh.
In that, he was describing a lot of things about Celtic Sea Salt. So I called the Celtic Sea Salt Company, and I told them that I am an educator, and I teach people how to drink water correctly, and I need this salt. So they send me the salt at a distributor price.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you sell the salt off your website?
Yes. So if my if people want, they can send me information and or they can send me contact from that information. So I receive this Celtic sea salt from them on a distributor cost, and when I call them, they will send directly to any of my people or my attendees for my seminar. They send them directly from their distribution, from which is in South Carolina.
What color is Celtic sea salt? I know that the Himalayan sea salt's kind of pink.
Yeah.
What color?
We have pink also in Celtic sea salt. If you choose to buy ocean, the name of the salt is Flower of the Ocean.
Flower of the Ocean? Okay.
Yeah. But generally, I prescribe. I tell people to take Celtic sea salt, which is light gray.
Okay.
Yeah, the light gray is has a mineral content about Himalayan. Himalayan has a better taste, but it has a less mineral content. It's around 9. Yeah, but it is more tastier. You can say the Himalayan salt has a more taste. But compared to Himalayan salt, if somebody is spending that much money to buy Himalayan salt, I would ask them to get Flower of the Ocean, which is a little bit expensive to buy, but it is. It has a better taste than Himalayan. But for the normal use, for normal cooking and normal drinking purpose, I tell people to get light gray Celtic sea salt.
Celtic sea salt. Now, one of the things people might be wondering is why do you have to go get sea salt? Why can't we use table salt?
Okay, if you've seen my book and if you read my book on that, I mention very clearly how the salt is prepared, the table salt is prepared. It was actually evaporated under high compression and heat. So the water was removed not by a natural way of wind blowing and sunlight, but it was evaporated under high compression. Not only that, when too much heat, it will disrupt the molecular structure of salt. So another thing to look into when you buy a salt, it should say known oven dried.
Not oven dried. Okay.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we are missing with the sea salt is the iodine that's put into our table salt. So you suggest that we find an alternative source of iodine.
Now,
how much iodine should we be taking?
You are right, Frankie, very right, but let me tell you, the iodized salt, which they say is also a false statement, because that salt can provide you only 0.3 mcg of iodine. Now, when Dr. Batman was doing his research, he was also did not notice about the minimum iodine requirement of her body, which is from 150 mcg to 450 mcg. That is the daily requirement of iodine for our body. And Dr. Bateman himself suffered from thyroid problem because he overlooked this iodine concept. So the iodized salt says it is iodized will give you only 0.3 mcg of iodine, which is not even means, you see, where is 150 mcg and where is 0.3 mcg. So,
well, is there a natural source of iodine?
Yes, you can get it from kelp or...
Okay.
Or there is a, I take a multivitamin called Perfect Pack or Daily, which comes from the Nutralite company. And
okay. Oh, yeah. Nutralite's good, yeah.
Yeah, it comes from Nutralite company, and it has exactly, they have labeled in that 150 mcg of iodine. And I'm taking it, and I suggest to my clients to take that dietary supplement so that they will never miss. Because if you have any thyroid problem, my sister-in-law, she is in Canada, and she was suffering from thyroid problem. They removed her thyroid, and she said that she cannot stay without the iodine. How can I said, you take one or two tablets of daily this Nutralite supplements, which give you exact amount of iodine. They labeled it 150 mcg. Now, that is very important because... In my book, I'm very much pointed out and highlighted that you don't forget the importance of iodine. If you,
that's
iodine,
right.
If iodine is one mineral, or you can say one element, which can change your life tremendously.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, your thyroid is so important to our function. We don't want to mess around with that. We've got a couple of people who are on the phone. I'm going to see if they're callers or if they're just listeners. Let's just take a call here and see. Area code 617. Hello.
Hi, Frankie. It's Mary. How are you?
It's Mary. Hi, Mary. I wasn't sure which area code everybody is.
That's okay.
Thanks for listening. Did you have a question while I got you?
I do, and I was typing one in the chat room, so it's great.
Oh, perfect.
Fine. Thank you. I was wondering how you are viewed by the medical community. I mean, what you're proposing is something elegantly simple, totally affordable, makes so much sense. And I was just wondering if you've been, you know, talking to the medical community and educating them and how your water cure is received in the Western medical community.
See, I've been talked to, thank you, Mary, it's a very good question, and I was expecting this type of intelligent question. Really, it is a very important in Western community. There are so many good doctors. Now, as I mentioned before, Dr. David Brownstein, MD, he was suffering from asthma, and one of his patients gave him a book from Dr. Bateman Gulledge, and he started doing research on himself, and finally he found that, and he incorporated in his practice a lot of stress about drinking water and balancing with salt. There is another doctor called Jose Rivera, and I have personally met with so many doctors. Even they were challenged in their life with blood pressure, cholesterol, arthritis, and they take it they are very much gratitude toward this program, because what happens is it is not a very much rocket science. It's very simple science about the hydration, and they know that. So when they see a point by point things which I put in front of them, in the beginning they say it is impossible. In fact, I have doctors who have referred to me people with severe chronic illnesses. And when they come to my seminar and attend my seminar, and when I tell them how simple this method is, it is not any kind of medication. It's a simple way to bring you back to nature. See, look in the nature, trees and animals, all of them, you see how they live close to water. And once they start drinking water, and they, you see all of the animals lick each other. So that is another way to getting the salt. And I have people who have animals suffering from problems, and I told them, put some salt in their water and see how they're behaving. They will be more calmer. So the Western community in the beginning was a little bit, you can say, away from this thing, but Dr. Bateman put 27 years of his life talking to the NIH and FDA, and he was the keynote speaker for the Cancer Society of the World. And his research, if you go to my website, watercure.info, I have put a link to Dr. Bateman's site, which says scientific information. So the scientific information makes sense to all these people, because I was a medical doctor too. I was a dental surgeon. I retired in 2000. So when I started reading it, I said, yes, this is true. So, and I feel more the person is educated,
mm-hmm.
more he will take this approach easily.
You know, I'm going to interrupt here because I think that you make a very good point. I think if you look at the auto industry and the gas companies and the and you know, the medical profession, you look at the drug companies, they all have a reason why they wouldn't want a simple cure like this, because there's no money. You can't get money from water and salt. And just as you can't get money from, you know, hydrogen and energy, that cars could run on water as well. But they've had that technology for many years, but there's no money in it. So people don't want that to happen. I can see how, you know, many of these simple cures would maybe even be denounced if there's lots of money changing hands. But
yeah,
it certainly makes sense to me. I know in the farm, you know, as a farmer coming from a farm, as a girl, we used to put big blocks of salt out for our cattle, and so they could just lick it when they needed it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Frankie. And as I mentioned in my website and in my book also, see, the cattle animals, the farm animals, the tropical fish, they will die in the tables if you put table salt. They need the unrefined salt. And in my book, on page 8, I mentioned very clearly there that the topic I put is think about it. If salt really is so bad for us, why are we born in it, protected by it, and saved by it in an emergency? Why would anybody tell you to stop using salt when you need it to leave? How can you expect drug companies to do research on the importance of water in our daily lives when they can't make money on it? And why does research to put themselves out of business? So there are a lot of money. In fact, the health industry, or you can say it is $1.2 trillion. And if you go to my website, you can see it's now it's grown up to $2 trillion. And I put a lot of facts in that. So, see, when there is a one thing I learned as an evangelist, as a preacher, as a Bible teacher, that the money is the root cause of all evil. Now, I will not say that money is evil, but money is the root cause of all evil. If you see something simple and people making it complicated, then what you need to see is, is there any money involved? And you, once you see that, then you understand that, yes, this is the reason this simple thing was hidden.
Does that answer your question, Mary?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. And actually, I just went to the website. I knocked myself out of the chat, but I have to open up a new window. But I see the title is Prince of Peace Ministry International, which is really wonderful. But, Frankie, you said it best. Behind that is that, you know, with the pharmaceutical industry and
I think so.
The whole disease model that's used, this is amazing, and I'm just so grateful you brought this to our attention. And Dr. Mel, thank you for this amazing work, and I look forward to contacting you through the website and just learning more, because this is fabulous.
Don't forget to use the contact and download, you know, he'll send you a copy of the book, and you can read everything I've got here. That's great. Thanks, Mary. I'm going to take another call now. Thanks. Bye. Okay, let's just see if anybody else wants to have a question here. Area code 713, hi. Did you have a question for Dr. Mel? Hello, area code 713, you're on air. Well, I guess they're going to hang in there. Let's try this one. Area code 281546, you're on air. Did you have a question for Dr. Mel? Hello? I guess they're just hanging in there, Dr. Mel.
Yes, I have so many people, they don't actually speak very good English because most of my attendees, so maybe one of the attendees, they are there and maybe they are a little bit hesitant to speak because they have an issue with the accent, you know.
Okay, not a problem. If you are listening and you want to listen to your computer, you can do that. You don't need to stay on the phone. You just push the click button and you should be able to hear it directly through your computer because all the lines are taken up now. And if you're not going to ask a question, maybe you want to listen through the computer so other callers can call in. But anyway, that's not a problem. We're happy to have you listen however you'd like to. Let's get back to the topic of water. It's just so interesting, this whole thing. And let's talk about maybe Dr. Batman for a moment because Dr. Batman was in Evian prison in Iran. And this is how he realized that water might be a cure for everything. Do you remember? Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, he was the last student of Sir Alexander Fleming. Now, Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. When Sir Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin, Dr. Bateman asked him, "Sir, how could you discover penicillin?" And Dr. Alexander gave him the answer that, when people are dying after surgery, and I was looking for something which can save them, not because of the complication of surgery, but because of the infection. And I saw this petri dish of penicillium bacteria, and there is a sterile area around it. So that thing put Dr. Alexander Fleming's investigative mind on that, and he discovered penicillin. So when Dr. Batman went back to Iran and he opened the biggest research center in Iran. And at the time, Khomeini took revolt and upside the government of Shah. And
yeah.
Americans are very familiar to that because they took our embassy hostage for almost 25 days.
Yeah.
At the time. So Dr. Batman was sentenced to death. While he was in prison, he saw one of the inmates was in his fetal position and crying aloud. And Dr. Batman does not have any medication there to give him. But out of pity, he gave him a glass of water, thinking that this person is going to die. So at least I let him give a glass of water. So when Dr. Batman gave him a glass of water, and after 15 minutes, when he come back, he saw the person sitting next to his inmate and talking. And Dr. Batman asked him, and Dr. Batman knew that the person was suffering from severe peptic ulcer. That make Dr. Batman to do more research on water, and he gave him a glass of water. And only thing was available was there was water and salt. So he started doing that, and in less than 2.5 years, he cured. I'm not using the word treated, because using the word treated is not a correct word for that great man. He cured more than 3,500 peptic ulcer patients in the Iranian prison.
Wow. Now he said stop treating illness or thirst. He said stop treating thirst with medication.
Yeah,
didn't
because,
he?
Yeah. That is
he said that the body's response to dehydration is pain.
Yes, the pain is the first sign of dehydration. Any pain means I have seen during my seminar people with migraine headache. Means there is no medication out there which can remove the pain of a migraine headache during an attack. But I have seen by drinking a glass of water within 10 minutes the pain is gone. I have seen a lot. So
wow.
Yeah, that is. See, means people tell me, oh, it is so simple, how it gonna work? I said, okay, it is so simple, why don't you try?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You don't have to buy anything from me. You don't have to buy even my book to understand that, or you have to buy. It's simple. Means it's there in the even if you go to internet, you can see a lot of information. And if you convince yourself that this is what can help you, then you can go ahead and get the book from Dr. Batman and get my book from Water Cure Program. But it is simple. Anytime, I tell people, anytime you feel, even if you drink 2 glasses of water with 1/8 of a salt, it can even quiet a thumping heart. If you have, palpitation, or if you have, I have seen people with heart problems and strokes and paralyzed. As soon as they start drinking water, they start...
I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's probably people who are out there listening thinking, you told me to drink salt and water, and my doctor said high sodium isn't good. I've got high blood pressure. What do you say to that?
See, that's why we say high sodium is not good. If you're looking at the table salt, it is 99.95% pure. Pure indicates that it has only sodium and chloride and nothing else. And 0.5, they have put iodine and bleaching agents and something. So taking table salt has a 99.95% sodium chloride. But
so it's like taking straight heroin. It's going to kill you. Yeah.
It definitely going to kill you. And if you're taking the Celtic sea salt, it has only 66% sodium chloride.
80%
of mineral. So when you take, in fact, Dr. Brownstein, MD, in his book, Salt Your Way to Life, he mentioned that he is prescribing this salt to his patient with blood pressure, arthritis, and cholesterol, and he's seeing results. And even the people who attended my seminars coming with cholesterol and blood pressure, and even I have a patient with kidney transplant. I have patients who come to me with pancreas transplant. They came to me, and I attended my seminar, and they called me. I have this testimony is on my phone. I may expect that they are listening and they would like to ask questions, but I'm not seeing them. But most, even prostate cancer, one of the case was a person with vocal cord, he could not speak. And after drinking the salt and water, his wife noticed that his speech is becoming better. So we're seeing it every time, and there are thousands of testimony out there on watercure.com, and there are, if you search. So what my intention is to educate not only the people but also the medical professions.
Right. Now, you said that you had the lower back pain, and you had medication for pain, and you did the Water Cure. How long should somebody expect it to take for their condition to reverse?
See, the maximum
on average.
On average, I seen results somewhere from day 1 to 2 weeks. That's the most.
Really?
In day one. In fact, most of the people see the result right next day. They call me and they say they feel better. And in 2 weeks, most of the people see the results in 2 weeks. Now, let me make it very clear. To get completely healed, you need to follow this program at least 6 months. But you see the results of taking the Water Cure program in less than a day, 4 days to 2 weeks. And how you're going to see the results are, you will see that your energy is increased. You started sleeping better. You have diminished pain, depression. Your digestion is improved. You are passing now. Your bowel movement is regularized. So you won't see the miracle right there that in one day you got healed. You cannot say that. But you will see the miraculous improvement in whatever you are suffering from. Now, Dr. Bentman claims 80% of any sicknesses can be cured.
What about people who are currently taking medication? Will it still help them?
Yes, ma'am. If they're taking pain medication, I have a patient, now he died. He was suffering from cancer. But the day he started my program, his family testified that he used to take 4 morphine a day. But after he started my program, he never took morphine until he died.
Oh, wow. So he didn't cure his cancer, or he was old when he died?
No, he was old, and he was on the last stage of his cancer, where you cannot expect any kind of reversal in that. But I have seen most cases there are reversal, but this was the only case where what I see is his life was very better. He died without any pain medication. He did not took. He was eating normally. He was sitting and he was talking to his family. So his end part was very good. Now, what I would say that was his time. God has appointed a date for everyone.
Sure.
Otherwise, he was improving. And I noticed he was improving. In fact, his wife is, I talked to his wife and my wife. She's a Hispanic lady. And she still want to continue the program. And she's taking my program and his family also. So we have seen that you see the improvements. At least you can ease pain. You don't have to take any more pain medication, any more sleeping pills, any more. In fact, I mentioned in my website, if you're following the Water Cure program, the necessity of drugs, insulin, or surgery might go down. And I have people who are completely healed. In fact, if you go to my website, there is a gentleman. He speaks only Hindi and very little English. And you can see his testimony that he has 500 blood sugar. But after taking 1.5 months of this program, his blood sugar level is fluctuating between 80 to 105. 80, 90,
wow.
Most of the days it is 80, 90. And he speaks in Hindi. But if anybody want to talk to him, he told me that he is willing to give his cell phone number. He's willing to talk to anybody, but only thing is he speaks in Hindi. So if somebody knows that language, if somebody wants to talk to me, I can do a three-way conferencing, or they can find somebody who speaks Indian languages and can
right.
do a three-way conferencing with him, and he can tell that his life is better, his energy level is better. In fact,
I can find anybody that's looking for a Hindi interpreter because there's a whole bunch around where I live.
Yes,
I got another caller. Let's see who it is. Hello. It looks like you might be Skyping in.
All right. I guess that's me then, huh?
Might be. Who is this?
Okay. My name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. It's
hey.
Frankie. How are you?
All righty. Now, I just got here, but the title of the show is What Got Me Here, The Water Cure.
Uh-huh.
Now, is this plain, ordinary H2O, or is this some sort of treated H2O or something?
This is ordinary water with a bit of Celtic sea salt added to it.
All right. And that's all there is to it, and this is supposed to cure what?
Tons of things. Absolutely. So many things, everything from cancer to asthma to diabetes to chronic pain, lower back pain, all sorts of things like that. Now, if you go to www.watercure.info, Dr. Mel is giving away a PDF copy of his book, if you let him know that you heard about him from this show, from Frankie's show. The book normally sells for $15. He's going to give it to you for free, and you can read it. And if you just go to his website again, www.watercure.info, and click on the Contact Us tab, you can reach him, and he'll send you a copy of his book because he's on a mission. He's a former dental surgeon who is now the greatest advocate for the water cure.
Yeah, still, I'd like to find out what kind of studies were done on this.
Well, it's been a 20-year program. Isn't that right, Dr. Mel? Dr. Batman was doing it for 20 years, research.
And if you go to my website, there is a link, Scientific Info for Water Cure Program, and you can see all the scientific research. And it is not a myth or something like a natural, it's a science. It's based on science and scientific evidence. Now,
I like scientific evidence. I happen to like anything that has to do with epidemiology. So anything that has anything involved with clinical studies properly compiled, I like that. So,
yeah, and you can do your own. You can do your own study because it's water. You know, all you have to do is drink half your body weight in water a day. And if you add this eighth of a teaspoon of salt, or I think it's is it a teaspoon of salt per gallon? Is that right, Dr. Mel?
Yes, absolutely.
Teaspoon per gallon, and you drink your body weight half your body weight in water every day, you'll find out within a day to 2 weeks that anything that's been bothering you is probably going to be gone.
So, how much water and how much salt to add in per day?
So if you add a teaspoon of Celtic sea salt that's unprocessed, not baked in an oven, or any kind of sea salt really, Celtic is the best and Himalayan is okay. If you add a teaspoon to a gallon of water and you drink half your body weight, so if you weigh 200 pounds, you drink 100 ounces a day. So space it out every 3 hours, an 8-ounce glass, let's say.
Okay.
That's what you would be drinking to hydrate. Because the premise is that we're all suffering from unintentional dehydration and that the aches and pains in our body and the illnesses in our body are caused by the lack of water. And we're made up of 75% water, so we're really drying up our innards, so to speak.
All right. So let me see. Okay, I'm at the site. And where should I click on to find the clinical studies?
You can go to Scientific Info for Water Cure Program. It will take you to another website, and you will see scientific evidence research on Dr. Bateman's page.
Well, I'm at the Water Cure site.
Yeah, so there's a link on there. There's a link on it that says for scientific evidence, and then it will take you to Dr. Bateman Gelgi's site. Now, Dr. Bateman is now dead. He's deceased, and Dr. Mel has taken over as the advocate and leading authority for the Water Cure Program.
Okay, and does it have that recommendation on that site? Because I'm at the site now. And does it have that recommendation of half your body weight? And then
yeah. Well, it's all in the book. It's all in the book. Like I said, if you click, you're on the site now, and if you go to the Contact Us tab and you let Dr. Mel know that you've been listening to the show, he'll send you a free copy of a PDF copy of his book that normally sells for $15. And then all of this information is in that book.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. So, again, you know, go to Dr. Mel's site. It can't hurt you. It's water. All you're going to do is drink some water. And it's just absolutely amazing because the salt in that water regulates the water content in your body. You don't want to lose all your electrolytes. You don't want to lose all the minerals from drinking too much water. So this is what the salt does. It helps balance that. And it can help with allergies and asthma and high blood pressure and edema and chronic fatigue syndrome and Crohn's disease. And you know, when I first came upon Dr. Mel, it was because I was doing the show on RSD, reflex sympathetic disorder, and it's a very painful disease. And this is, you know, he said it's been helping people with this very painful disease with this water cure.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Actually, there was a testimony. I have several people who are suffering with this RSD and it's severe pain, but there is a testimony they can find. A nurse, she was a registered nurse, and she was suffering from this pain for almost 7 years. And the funniest part of the story is all these 7 years, she knew about water cure.
Mm-hmm.
And she never took it. Finally, the day she decided to commit suicide, and she called one of her friends, and her friend told about this water cure. And she said, I knew it. Then she said, why don't you take? And in less than 2 weeks, she failed 75% better. So
her depression was gone.
Yeah, her depression is gone, anxiety is gone. Now, there are so many testimonies out there. Only thing is somebody should be there to promote this, and I am doing my level best to promote this program as much as possible so that people can know about this program and they can feel better. And absolutely, one thing I appreciate that you have so much information, Frankie, and so much knowledge to put in a proper way that your program is, I'm really thankful to God that I'm blessed to be here so that it can reach to thousands of people out there who need this program.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad you're here, too. And here's what for the guys, dehydration prevents your sex hormone production. So one of the primary causes of impotence and loss of libido is being dehydrated. So drink some water and get your functioning back.
Not only that, let me put you one more thing. The water and salt is the only thing out there which is available as a sexual enhancement, not only for men, but for women also. If you
mm-hmm.
drink a glass of water with a pinch of salt before you engage into a love relationship, you will notice that. It is
mm-hmm.
not only for men, but also for women.
Well, that's probably why the oysters work, isn't it?
Yes.
Because they're kind of salty?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Our caller's back. I think he has another question. Hi there.
Yeah,
our Skyper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to find out, is there going to be any special type of salt, or is there going to have to be water that's boiled first or distilled
water?
No,
it's tap water, normal tap water. And again, not table salt, because that's going to kill you. You want to use Celtic sea salt, so real sea salt that's natural, that hasn't been dried in an oven or processed in any way. You can get that at any health food store.
Really?
A lot of grocery stores are carrying it now. Yeah.
It's just a
special sea salt.
Okay, so Celtic salt then. Celtic sea salt, huh?
Correct, sea salt.
All right. And you get a tablespoon of that, put that in the water. Tap water, you say, is okay?
Not a tablespoon, a teaspoon, into a gallon of water.
All right.
An eighth of a teaspoon would go into, a half a liter? Is that right, Dr. Mel?
Yeah, half a liter. 16 ounces, half a liter, yes. Right.
Yeah, so and only an eighth. So it's better if you just put a teaspoon in a gallon and then keep that gallon and drink from that gallon all day. But drink half your body weight.
Half
so you don't want to drink
weight.
More than your
yeah.
body weight. Yeah, drink half your body weight in ounces. So we've only got 3 minutes remaining in the show. And I want to thank you for your question because it's really helping everybody at home understand how to do this. So thank you for calling back.
Yeah.
But again, it's in the book. It's all in his book. So if you just go on to the watercure.info website.
Look, I know you're promoting the book, and that's fine. But the only thing is that I'm seeing on his site that this is the only cure for cancer. Do you know how many people say this is the only cure for cancer?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's lots of people out there who say that it's the only cure for cancer. But it's a very simple fix. And I know that we are suffering from dehydration because everything that we drink from coffee to tea, you know, we drink so many things and we eat so many refined foods with the sugars and the salts that our bodies are totally depleted of minerals. And I also know because I've worked with many pain doctors that there were patients in Africa because 75% of that population has HIV, that given a little tiny bit of selenium, which is salt, they were back off their deathbeds and healthy enough to go back to work. They weren't cured, but they were healthy enough to go back to work. And this was some selenium that a geologist had found in the soil in China. So,
selenium was a magic cure a few years ago. I know, and then they said, selenium was a magic cure a few years ago, and then they also said if you had too much of it, that it would be the same.
Yeah, too much is not good for you. Yeah, too much is not good for you. But I do know doctors who personally, I know them personally, who were working in that field and in right in the fields of Africa giving it to patients, and they were up within a day off their deathbed, and that's pretty amazing. So this is a very simple fix. You know, we've only got a minute remaining, so I'm going to give that time to Dr. Mel, if you don't mind.
All right.
Thanks.
Nah.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. You can write to him on his website if you want more info. Dr. Mel?
Thank you very much, Frankie. I want to add one more thing. See, the minerals, the salt, what it does is this salt has all of these cells together with selenium or anything which is a very micronutrient. What that does is they hold water.
Mm-hmm.
And when they hold water, it expands the cell. And it expands
right.
the blood cells. So when the blood cells are expanded, they are not clogged together, but they are separate. And it increases the oxygen carrying capacity of the body, of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important, essential thing a person needs is oxygen, water, salt and exercise. And when I mean exercise, it's only walking 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening. So all these things, whatever we heard about the magic cure in the past, that was all partial knowledge. But in the light of the most modern molecular physiology and molecular anatomy, which Dr. Batman has worked, he found out that all these minerals, what they did was they were holding water and they're hydrating the body. Once the body,
and that's exactly what we need. Yeah, we've got 1 second. Dr. Mel, thank you so much for being my guest. I cannot believe how quickly this show went.
Thanks, Chris.
But everybody who's joined us this evening in the chat room and on the phone, thank you very much for being our, you know, with us and part of this. You can listen to the archived version about 10 minutes after we hang up. You can come to www.blogtalkradio.com/missionunstoppable, and you'll be able to listen to the archived version again. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Mel. Take care. Have yourself a wonderful evening. And thanks, everybody out there who was listening to us this evening. And hopefully you'll do the water cure and help yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.